The earth is shifting under Taiwan. An earthquake over the weekend has complicated efforts to find a political path forward for a nation facing a test of its entire political system. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the island on Saturday, collapsing a 17-story apartment building, killing dozens, trapping more than 100 others, some of whom are believed to be still alive. Authorities have arrested the owner of the collapsed building, and reports by our colleagues at the New York Times say neighbors have expressed concerns about the safety of the building that may go all the way back to regulations imposed when Taiwan was governed by Japan. All of this is a test for President-elect Tsai Ing-wen, who is the island's first female president, swept into office last month in a landslide victory that also saw her party, the Democratic Progressive Party, win a majority in Taiwan's legislature for the first time in history. Bonnie Glaser is director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and she says the independence of Taiwan is one issue looming over all of the domestic turmoil for a nation having to both save face and save jobs in competitive East Asia.
The new president in Taiwan, who will be inaugurated on May 20th, Tsai Ing-wen, has been in and out of government in Taiwan. She's had experience as a trade negotiator. She has been in charge of relations with mainland China. She was formerly vice premier and trained as a lawyer in the United States as well as in the UK. She is a very international person, but she also deeply understands the problems that Taiwan faces, its economy, its isolation, and she is very ambitious, very capable, comes from a party that supports Taiwan independence, but joined the party late, only about a decade ago. She isn't one of the die-hard supporters of Taiwan independence, but I think strongly believes that Taiwan should be autonomous and that the people of Taiwan should decide its future.
Do you get the sense or an inkling of a vision in your encounters with her?
Well, I think that her vision for Taiwan is that it cannot be so dependent, really, on mainland China economically. Right now, Taiwan exports about 40% of its products to mainland China and Macau and Hong Kong. And this economic dependence isn't surprising because of the geographic proximity that Taiwan has and the similarity in culture and the same language, but it creates a vulnerability for Taiwan. So I think that part of Tsai Ing-wen's vision is to diversify markets to Southeast Asia, to India. And then she'd also like to improve relations with Japan and strengthen relations with the United States. But first and foremost, her agenda is really at home. It's to narrow the income gap between the rich and the poor, to create more opportunities for students who are getting out of college, and to improve the environment. She wants to eliminate nuclear power plants, for example, in Taiwan, which is very controversial.
So the domestic issues really rule, at least in the short term. But externally, if we look at Taiwan and China, can anyone say with clarity whether they're moving towards each other or away from each other right now?
Well, I think one thing that we can be certain of, and that is that even though Taiwan is de facto independent, that is, that they elect their own rulers and they make decisions about running their economy, their political system, Taiwan really doesn't have the option today of being de jure independent. And so it can't go very far. It's located 100 miles from the mainland. So I think both sides really do need to continue to find a way to keep that relationship stable and cooperative. The mainland has hoped that this economic integration strategy would lead to political unification, but it doesn't look that way. The trend right now is that more and more people think of themselves as Taiwanese, maybe a combination of both Taiwanese and Chinese, but certainly not solely Chinese.
Is the stability of this relationship dependent on keeping everything so blurry?
Well, I think that ambiguity serves the interests of both sides. Even when the KMT was in power, and they have been in power under President Ma Ying-jeou for the last 8 years, they maintained an ambiguity about whether or not the existence that they both recognized as one China, what that China would be called. That Taiwan has called it the Republic of China. The mainland has called it the People's Republic of China, but they both did accept that there was one China. This is not something that Tsai Ing-wen is likely to accept, although she has been careful not to explicitly reject this notion of one China, and I think she'll continue to be careful in the future. There may come a time where the people of Taiwan decide that they really want to be part of the mainland, but the mainland's going to have to be a very different place.
Bonnie Glaser is director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.